the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I'm recently back from East Africa, where the animal we most frequently spotted was the Grant's gazelle. This large cousin of the Thompson's gazelle is a remarkably adaptable species. They have the ability to vary their body temperature more than 10 degrees in order to conserve water. Raising the body temperature during the day when it's the hottest causes the animal to sweat less, thus losing less precious water in dry areas where they live. By comparison, if we spiked a temperature of 108, we'd be toast. Taking advantage of its ability to go long periods without water, Grant's gazelles often extend their range into regions where they don't have to compete with other herbivores that have to eat more often. And some herds are even known to migrate in the opposite direction of the main migration, since it's not as necessary for them to follow the rains. Male gazelles are called bucks. And in Grant's gazelles, the bucks maintain territories of about 500 to 2,000 meters in diameter. They are territorial, marking their space with urine and feces. The highest-ranking males will maintain the most attractive territories with the most vegetation or areas near main water sources.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a daily glimpse into the natural world and is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio in association with the Cincinnati Zoo.